woe's me, poor harmless maid, my hopes are quite undone. For Jemmy he is from me fled, who onst I thought my own. Alas, he's gone forevermore, from her love him well. Who will his memory adore, whilst upon earth I dwell? Ah, cruel swain, that thou should prove so perjured to thy love, to make her wander in this grove like to the turtle dove, who, losing of her mate, does pine and moan itself to death. So shall I murmur to the wind as long as I have breath. Could thou so faithless prove to one that gave to thee her heart? Remember but the oaths I've sworn that we should never part. You kissed my hand and squeezed it hard, and swore and vowed if I should ever you love depart, immediately you'd die. But Jemmy, when you hear I'm gone and that for you I died, your conquest then will soon be undone when once your charms are tried. I'll pray to Cupid, though he's blind, that he will shoot his dart and make thee love one that's unkind, and so to break thy heart. I wish the times I saw thee first had been my burial day. Then I had ne'er had cause to accursed, nor any one to say, ah, Jenny, thou that once was thought the glory of the plain, was by a faithless shepherd caught, and by his falsehood slain. But farewell, cruel perjured swain, forevermore adieu. Unto the gods I will complain, how faithless and untrue, how much like them that he was made, in every part divine. Yet has his shepherdess betrayed, and does his vows decline. Be witness, gods, I had no fault, except I loved too well. My heart ne'er thought of a revolt, and that my eyes can tell. Let all young maids by me be warned, and keep entire their love. For fear when once their hearts are charmed, they wander in this grove. She had no sooner said this word, but down the damsel fell, and said, goodbye, my dearest lord, in whom all beauties dwell. Then fetching of a dreadful groan, unto the winds she spoke, but these my last words to my love, and then her heartstrings broke.